Sayyidina Uthman radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu was known for his exceptional modesty, a trait that earned him a unique status in the eyes of the noble messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was once sat with Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiyallahu anhu, and then Sayyidina Umar radhiyallahu anhu joined, and he was reclining, he was sitting back, and part of his shin, the blessed shin of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, remained exposed. When Sayyidina Uthman radhiyallahu anhu now entered, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he immediately adjusted his clothing to fully cover his leg, including that part of the shin. When Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiyallahu anhu entered, he remained the same. Sayyidina Umar radhiyallahu anhu entered, he made no change to his posture of sitting. In comparison to when Sayyidina Uthman radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu, when he entered, he then covered that up. He was asked about this. And later Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says that, should I not feel shy before a man before whom even the angels feel shy? Allahu Akbar. This incident reflects the deep sense of haya possessed by Sayyidina Uthman radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu, that modesty, a characteristic that was part of his personality, both in public as well as his private life. Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Uthman radhiyallahu anhu's life, it teaches us that modesty is not just about our dress. It's about our behavior. It's about our speech, our interactions with others. Modesty is a hallmark of faith, and we should strive to embody it in all aspects of our lives.